Spirit.
Amen. Today, the Sunday after Ascension, is the last Sunday of Easter. And very fittingly, our gospel reading comes from the closing part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. And it is a prayer, often called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Because Jesus prays to the Father on behalf of his disciples, both present and future. This prayer is also called Jesus' last will and testament. Before his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus entrusts his disciples to the Father's care. He prays for what they will need as they continue living in the world after his visible earthly presence is gone. Now, in almost every culture, a person's final words are treasured. Last wishes are remembered, honored, and taken seriously. In the same way, the Church receives this prayer of Jesus with reverence, because it is not only a prayer for the first disciples, it is also a prayer for us all. Now, at the heart of this prayer or last will are these words: I am praying for them, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Note here, Jesus is preparing the disciples for their life in the world without him physically present. Jesus knows that they will face fear, division, temptation, suffering, and discouragement. So he prays not first for success, power, or comfort, but for unity. Father, that they may be one. And Jesus tells us the basis of that unity. It is not merely agreement, similarity, or human affection. The unity of the church community is rooted in the very love shared between the Father and the Son. Jesus says, "The love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." That is to say, that the love of God is both the source and the pattern of Christian unity. As the Father loves the Son, so Christ calls us to love one another. Now, this prayer of Jesus is an inward focus. Love for one another, as modeled after the mutual love of the Father and the Son. This serves as the structuring principle of unity and of the community of his followers. But this prayer of Jesus has also an outward focus. Jesus prays that this unity may be a visible sign that the world will believe. That is to say, that this unity is not only a sign, but also an instrument of bringing others into the unity of faith and to the community of faith. This, then, is the central message of Jesus' prayer and last will, that the unity of his disciples will become a witness to the world, so that the world may believe. In other words, the unity of the church is not only for itself. It is part of the church's mission. A divided, bitter, or self-centered church weakens its witness. But a loving and faithful community becomes a living sign of Christ's presence. People should be able to see something of Jesus in the way Christians worship together, pray together, serve together, and care for one another. That is why the Catechism and the Book of Common Prayer says, the mission of the Church is to restore all people in to unity with God and each other in Christ. And that mission begins here, in the daily life of the Church family. So how do we make this Jesus prayer real among us? How do we live out this last will and testament of our Lord? In answer, perhaps we can use the double focus of our mission statement, which we see always written on our Sunday bulletin, which says that our mission statement, to know Jesus Christ and to make Him known. The first part is the inward focus, to know Jesus Christ. This means that as a parish family, we are called to know Jesus Christ through faithful worship, prayer, Holy Scripture, stewardship, and service. We are formed week by week at the Lord's table. We are strengthened through prayer and shaped by God's Word. Unity does not happen automatically. It is nurtured through humility, patience, forgiveness, and love. And the second part of our mission statement is the outward focus, to make Jesus Christ known. This means that our life together should become a witness to the community around us, the way we welcome others, care for the lonely, encourage the weak, and serve our neighbors should reflect the love of Christ. And so let us respond in these simple but concrete ways. Pray daily for unity in the church. Invite another person to share in the life of Christ and His church. For when the church lives in love of Christ, the world catches a glimpse of the kingdom of God. After this sermon, we will be baptizing Rafi Nichols. He's been with us for so many Sundays, many years. We have tried to ascertain his baptism in the Congregational Church years ago, but we were not very clear about it. So we're making it clear today by baptizing him. And completing the rite of his coming into the church. You will note that during the baptism, we will be answering questions that will be asked of the baptized, what we believe in, and what we are supposed to do when we are baptized, what are our responsibilities. Note that because we answer together with the one who is going to be baptized, we also are manifesting and signifying that we are the church accepting Rafi to be completely one with us in life and in mission. So with that, we will continue this service with the baptism of Rafa Nichols Fajardo. You can follow this